This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unconventional times call for unconventional ideas.
Yeah.
And that's just what this is. Because let's say you're having a hard time buying a house right now, which is most people in Rochester trying to buy a house. You're forced to rent, right? Wrong.
What can I do?
If you are willing to buck traditional trends and live in a place that was once designed for a getaway for people with disposable income, you too can do what I found out a friend of mine has done.
Where's he living?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we were off last week.
Yeah.
We are back live now. We missed you all so much. But while we were on break, hung out with a buddy of mine that I've not seen in a long time.
Okay.
He's in his early 30s. He's married. No kids. And like a lot of people here in the greater Rochester area, he and his wife have been trying to buy a house.
Okay.
3 years.
Wow.
3 years. They said they put in offers on over 24 places.
Oh, my God.
Always outbid.
Yeah.
And they're just lighting money on fire renting right now. And I know that sounds insane, but Kimmy, you know people that have been in similar situations.
Yeah. On and off, they've been looking for years now. Or they ended up doing, you know, something different, that they something that they weren't exactly planning on.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Because they wanted to stop renting because they were just lighting money on fire.
Yeah.
Yet they could not find a traditional home.
But they scored one.
They tried something different. They bought an RV.
Oh, my God. Not a house.
They spent $65,000.
$65,000.
On a slightly used but unbelievably nice looking massive tow behind RV.
Okay.
And they made this their home.
So where do they park it?
So they're in a unique spot. They both work from home, so they can take it wherever they want to. Yeah. Sometimes they go to like campgrounds up and down the East Coast, like they've been traveling
for the
summer.
So they're on the move.
So kind of.
Okay.
Well, they are from here, so when they need a home base, they will park it in the driveway of one of their parents' house and live out of there.
But that's got to get old.
They seem to love it.
I mean, I guess you got your own separate space, you know? It's better than living at your parents' house.
You're living like a bum.
I mean,
you're like a rolling bum.
They have a $65,000 home.
I know, but it's like, it's a camper. It can only do so much for it.
Okay, so I don't know if you've seen pictures of these lately, because you show me pictures.
It's a tow behind.
Yeah, it is, but it looks like a house.
Yeah, it's a fifth wheel, right?
Inside is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is stunningly beautiful.
Okay.
Like, they take immaculate care of it. It's got all the bells and whistles. They've got all the streaming services. They got a shower. They got a washer dryer inside. They got a kitchen. They have two bedrooms.
So when you got a hookup. You got to have that thing pumped out.
Where do they hook it up to?
You have to have it pumped.
Yes. No, I understand.
I mean, it's a lot of
I get it
going on there.
Can you run electricity from someone's house, like an extension cord?
Maybe.
But I don't know.
I mean, I would think it would limit you.
I didn't
get that far. If not, you have a generator.
Mm-hmm.
You got to run it. You got to constantly fill up.
It did have solar panels on. Mm. So maybe that's how they're doing it.
Man, this thing's got to look like a piece of crap.
No, it looks really nice.
Yeah, I bet you
solar
it's
panels.
Really fancy.
Now, I was surprised it was only $65,000 what I was
used.
Looking at. Well, yes. Yeah, but it was only like slightly used. I think it was a 2024 and we're in 2025. No, 2023.
All right, so here's the other thing. If like you're living like that,
yeah.
You almost feel like you don't have any privacy. Like when you want to sit out on your.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like
mean,
you
want to. I get, but
when you want to,
it has a deck and a patio. The patio folds out.
What would be the difference though if you lived in an apartment?
I guess a little.
You'd still
different
be around
it's,
other
it's
people.
It's designed, but like to pull out your.
So it's got a sliding glass door on one side.
All right, so it drops down.
And no, and it like there's like a button you push where it's like, and out comes like a patio to sit on.
And there's other busted people you can talk to.
Okay.
And here's the other thing: like I couldn't sleep in one.
Yeah, no, a guy your size, how could you do that?
No, I'm saying like noises and stuff. But maybe I could, but like if you're. You're going to hear everything at night because they're not that soundproof. They're tin.
I mean, you could just, but that's an easy thing to, like, do you just buy a sound machine or something?
By the way, what do you do when it storms? Like, yesterday we had a storm blow through.
Sure,
I mean, that thing's going to be right. You're going to think you're getting swept up.
You inside your house, too.
Well, I mean, to his point, you're going to be
my house ain't going to get swept away like that damn
thing. The wind.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
I am torn on this. I cannot tell if what my buddy and his wife have done are the smartest thing? Is the smartest thing I've ever heard? Or the dumbest thing?
I would say it's an adventure for a little while, but it didn't fix anything. This isn't your fix.
They have a place to live.
For now.
Okay.
It's going to get old. Like, you can only traveling is fun till it ain't.
But they're not
you
always.
You know, it wears out on you.
They're not always traveling, right? I mean, there is, sometimes it's in the driveway of his parents' place. Sometimes it's in her dad's driveway. I mean, there are other campgrounds around here you could park cheaply.
I mean, what do you do when you get into a fight with your old lady?
That would be rough. I'm going upstairs.
There ain't no upstairs.
Just climb the ladder.
Yeah, what are you going to go up to the solar panels?
Well, no, they have a bunk like above the driver's seat or where the driver's truck would be. You know what I'm saying?
I will say this too, knowing like what little experience I've had with campers and also boats.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up after you just crapped all over it for 5 minutes.
No. I'm saying I have nothing against it. I don't think I want to live in one all the time. The dumper.
Yeah.
Guys take wicked dumps, and then campers do not handle big-ass dumps. You can't take a big crapper in them things.
So then go take a dump somewhere else.
Where?
Anywhere.
The woods? You're going to run out in the woods?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, I mean, it's a tow behind, so the car is available. You can just jump in the car and run up to a camp.
When I got to take a dump, I don't, 5 minutes to the gas station.
Quote, and I do I 5 minutes to the gas station.
You don't think RV bathroom technology has come a long way since the last time you were in an RV?
A buddy of mine has a newer one that he took to Bills games.
Same problem.
No dumps. There was a no dump rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, living in those, you couldn't get in one of them little showers.
No, I've showered in my buddy's, not this buddy, but my other one who's good to bring to the building.
Yeah, sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Well, yeah, man.
I got to shower up now.
He's got that salt and pepper hair. Why don't you take off that Bill's Hawaiian shirt, show me what a man you are.
No, like, they're not comfortable. They're not, I mean, they're comfortable for like a short-term thing. They're not built to live in.
I don't know. Like, I guess I could see, though, if that's like your only option of getting out of an apartment.
I'd rather be in an apartment.
You might be really happy to have it. But you get to move around. You get to have your own outdoor space whenever you want it.
And look, when it comes from like a financial standpoint, you're just lighting money on fire in an apartment. I mean, they would have an asset. I don't know how much the price goes down as years go on. 252-WCMF, well, we were on break last week. Had dinner with a buddy. Haven't seen him in a while. He and his wife have been trying to buy a house for like 3 years. They're married, no kids. They wanted out of their apartment, so they bought an RV. They spent $65,000 on this amazing-looking, slightly used, massive tow-behind RV. Sometimes they park it at his parents' house. Sometimes they park it at her dad's house. They've been going up and down the East Coast on the summer, like at campgrounds. They both work from home, so they're able to do this. But they say they're having a good time with it, and I can't tell if this is genius or stupid. You think it's stupid.
Yes. I think it would grow old quickly.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
Morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Good, Mike. What do you got?
RVs have been updated quite a bit. If you have the opportunity to go to the RV show, it's a great experience. You really get a true understanding of them. Tommy, they're very easy to live in. When you take a dump, they make these tablets that you drop down in the toilet, like, you know, once every other day, and it eliminates the odor. So I don't know what you're eating and what you're dumping, but we don't have that problem.
I'm talking about clogging. Like a big ass band dump.
No, it's not. It's not like a normal. Like it's when you take a poop in your toilet, right? It's only dropping like 12 inches, and it goes right into the tank. Now the tanks actually have an outside external hose you hook to it, so you want to dump it, and you hook that up, it flushes it right out.
Well, no, I mean you should know about that, Tommy, with your mom also being a dumpy hoe.
And then you know you can plug into anybody's house. They make adapters so it adapts the voltage so you can run. Yeah. You can run off an extension cord and make that work. And, yeah, you could park it in somebody's driveway and have your house on wheels and be ready to go.
All right, so, Mark,
I love mine because if I want to leave for the winter and say see you later, leave this wonderful New York weather.
What are you waiting on?
You know, hike down south and, yeah. So. Yeah.
All right, so, Mike, let me ask you this. Is this genius living in one instead of renting, or is it the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
I think it's a great idea because it's going to hold some residual value, just like maybe not as much as a house, but you're not pissing money away on rent. Because it's going to hold its value.
Plus, you're imposing
like said,
on people.
You have no property insurance because you're going to drive around. You're going to have everywhere to have a property.
Yeah, he's right. You don't have to mow a lawn.
All right, so let me ask you this. Hey,
no taxes.
How do I get my camper pumped out? The poop.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, if you have a little bit of creativity, you can basically, when you're parked wherever you are, right? So you have a cap on your septic tank, usually wherever you're parked. Wait. So if you can just pop the pack, all you need is a screwdriver, pop the cap off, and you can either configure something to, you know, make a key into it, or if it's big enough.
Bro, you're just dumping your dumps out in a road.
Yeah. Oh, you're dumping? Dumps?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You dump down the vent. You dump down the vent.
That's got to be illegal as hell, bro.
You're not even listening
to him. It is not. It's poop either way going in it. How is that illegal?
Mark, I gotta, or Mike, I got to take some. Mike, I got to take some more calls. Thanks for the call,
think like this. You think this is great, right?
Yes.
You and your old lady, you put out your deck. And Mark, Mr. RV, is over there, Mike, running his goddamn mouth.
That's not what he said. You just wanted to hear running dumps on the ground.
That's what he's doing.
Running dumps.
Dumping dumps.
Dumping.
Dump dumping.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
What would be your biggest issue living in an RV with your husband?
For us, like, just...
Him moving around.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the basic, like, you'd be bumping elbows all the time. Like, even if it's fun at first to have your own separate space, like, you'd just be constantly getting in each other's way, just trying to do the most simple task.
Tight.
Like, that's what would get old the quickest. Like, I think you could, you know, maneuver and work your way through it, but I gotta imagine, like, just bumping into each other all
the time. I think all
the
crap you have in your house.
Yeah.
You'd have to get rid of most of your stuff. You can't even have even, like, a lot of clothes.
It would force you to downsize, which kind of actually... feels a little bit freeing in a way. You know?
I mean, you would have to live simpler. You know, it's funny. Yeah. You think about, like, what could go wrong and what the biggest pain in the ass would be. My buddy says the thing that has caused him the biggest issue, how they get their Amazon packages.
They have
to have them delivered to their parents' house and, like, pick them up when they see them.
So that's another thing. You got to impose on so many people to make this work.
Well, if your parents have a place, I mean, you're just in their driveway. And again,
I'm in the driveway. Uh-huh. Goddamn dumps are being spewed out all over
Nobody
the goddamn
is dumping
driveway.
Dumps, man.
And now I'm your Amazon delivery boy because I got to wait for your packages. You're hooked up to my electricity, which is cause you're stealing my juice,
is
going on my bill.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about my buddy. He's in his early 30s, married, no kids.
Rolling busted.
Looking for a house. They've been looking for a house. What are you supposed to do?
What can you do?
3 years they've been looking. They've bid on two dozen. He said 24 homes in 3 years. They're always outbid. They have money, by the way. It's not like they're people that don't have means. They just keep getting outbid every time they go. They bought a camper, $65,000, slightly used, gorgeous, tow-behind camper, and they're living in it.
Yeah, living a dream, man.
David's on CMF. Hey, David, how are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, Dave. What do you got?
Well, I've lived in a lot of campers, guys, so... For one, you cannot really run an electric cord to a camper. It's only going to run you 110 volts, and that's not enough to power anything really in the camper besides lights. So you're not going to get much out of that.
Okay.
The other thing where Tommy's trying to complain about pooping in a toilet.
You can do a healthy poop in a toilet.
and you can't dump your... what they call black water on the ground anywhere.
Go black water, keep on pooping. your ass be stinking.
All right, so you're anti-living in a camper, David. That's what you're saying.
It sucks.
I live in a camper right now at my daughter's where I have it parked. Okay. And you can only, like I said, you can only run 110 off anything from a house. Unless you have a hookup where you can plug into a 30 or 50 amp hookup.
All right, so, hey, Dave, let me ask you.
That's what you actually need.
I'm sorry, let me ask you. It's a personal question. If you don't want to answer, feel free.
Yeah.
Why are you living in an RV at your daughter's house right now?
Because I'm living a life of retirement. What do you think?
Okay, so, but, I mean,
he's free, man.
You chose this lifestyle.
Yes.
And it's
we actually bought a fifth-wheel camper back in 2018, and we went and, you know, did all the traveling for 3 years with it.
And you're still married.
I've been married 48 years.
With that voice.
Hey, honey, I love you.
He sounds like a serial killer.
Why don't you take your panties off? Let's get this done.
We're going to do a trailer style tonight, darling. We're going to turn this trailer into a sauna. Remove them britches and turn on Gunsmoke.
I can't watch Gunsmoke. You only got 110 hookups.
He doesn't get MeTV?
No.
Yeah, I got MeTV.
I was watching Get Smart last night.
All right, well, David, listen, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, I got MeTV. A criminally underrated, free, ridiculous television station. I mean, look, here's the thing.
What?
Like, this the way my buddy describes it, he's been doing it for 8 months.
8 months.
8 months. I didn't know about it until I saw him.
Right. Yeah. I wonder at what point, like, though, you do start to question it. Even if you enjoy it, like, I would think at some point you're like, do we make the right decision? Is this really for us? Like, you get what? At what point you got to get over that hump?
I would also think if you have kids, this would be almost impossible.
No, you can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not only for this.
Well, like, you got to go to school.
Yes, you would have to homeschool or keep that thing parked.
You're
going to
forget one of them.
Right? But, like, if you don't plan on having kids, a mobile neighborhood may not be the worst idea.
Mobile neighborhood.
I mean, is it out of the question that young professionals start moving in this direction?
They're just drifters.
But, I mean, it's a tiny home on wheels.
Yeah,
and
it
actually,
is.
This thing is like three times the size of a standard tiny home. This thing is huge.
By the way, what is it like wintertime? Well, I guess you could leave, go south.
So he got it 8 months ago. So that would have been wintertime. I don't know.
Yeah, well, to your point, you can go south if you can work like that.
But even though, I mean, my dad, my dad bought those busted SRVs back in the day. I was never cold in the Bills parking lots of the winter.
Yeah, but you lived in a house with a hole. So I don't think
so. Well, so did you. Your mom. There's a hole in the house tomorrow. Her name's Edith. And they fill that hole every hour, son. Hey, I'm here for Edith's hole. Yeah, I got BTV.
By the way, we're getting so many messages. Do not dump your black water into storm drains, people are saying.
Obviously.
Dump stations.
It's illegal.
Yes, yeah, that's but no, he didn't say to do that. You just started
yelling.
Where
was he dumping it?
Everybody's saying don't do that.
Yes. Right. All right, let's take a break. All right.
Watch your black water.
It's time. We'll keep on rolling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're back, baby!
He's back!
A group of women that we have not seen in a long time. And here's the thing, man. I mean, this is charity. It's good. It's going to give little girls a chance to like live their dreams. But it looks like they will also be performing.
Oh. Okay, running through their drills.
Yeah, but they haven't done drills in a
long time.
It's been a long time.
Like, the music's changed a little.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The Buffalo Jills are returning for one night only.
One night only, the senior league.
Okay, so they're actually doing a training session for younger cheerleaders.
Okay.
All right.
It's like a cheer camp.
Yes,
or
essentially.
Dance camp, probably more dance.
It says, here's I'll read you the quote. Several former members of the Jills are coming together to teach the next generation of cheerleaders in Western New York and are set to entertain the public at a Buffalo Bisons game. That's their Red Wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they must have cheerleaders for those games? Dancers?
I don't know.
A dance team?
Unless they're just doing a special thing. So they are recruiting currently for Junior Jills Camp. The cheerleaders are set to perform their cheer they're going to learn August 3rd at the Bisons game.
Okay.
So this has nothing to do with the Buffalo Bills.
These are the girls just getting together.
You got it. And for those who don't know, I'll give you a quick Jills history.
Mm-hmm.
The Jills started in the 70s. They were disbanded in 2014 after a lawsuit involving pay issues through a now defunct radio station that they were working for, mm-hmm. along with other claims that were not involving pay. In 2014, the Bills cut ties with them. So let's do some age math here.
Okay.
Because it seems like, based on this flyer I'm looking at, the Junior Jills and the Jills alumni will be performing together. So they started in 1974.
Ooh.
Let's say you had a 27-year-old in 1974. The oldest Jill would then be in their late 50s to early 60s.
Yes.
If you had an 18-year-old as a Jill in 2014, the last year they were around, the youngest Jill alumni would be around 27. What are the ages of the former Jills that will be showing up for this?
Probably it's going to be a range, I bet. So I've been watching.
Yeah, range already.
No, I've been watching the.
Jesus, the goddamn.
I would guess that this is becoming more popular because of the rise of the Cowboys cheerleaders have their own series on Netflix that's super popular.
Yeah, it's called This Isn't What I Thought It Was Going to Be.
And they do these big alumni events and, like, women that were cheerleaders in like the 60s, 70s will be there. And it's like an age range. Like every decade of cheerleader comes to these things and they do.
But do I want to see that?
Like meet and greet. It's not for you. It's for them.
No, it's kind of for him. I mean, like.
Well, you want an audience.
I think the women who. Okay. I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. And it's going to sound mean, but I don't mean it to sound mean.
Go ahead.
I get why alumni events for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders would be attractive because at the time, Tommy, when they first started, there was nothing else like
that. And they were world famous.
That's, yes. Yeah. I mean, they were on national.
They were Playboy
models.
I
get that they're like, they are like the premier cheerleading team.
I mean, like, you know, if you were a Buffalo Jill, and I had friends that were in the Jills, right? I respect it.
We
knew
some guys who went out with them.
I mean, Kimmy.
But it was.
You can't compare the two.
No, but I understand. But you're asking, like, why they'd want to do this. And it was just as important to them as it was to other people who have been on these teams.
I will say this.
It was an exciting time in their life.
They got balls.
Why is that?
Because you're an older woman now doing this.
You're an older woman now.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying, like, it takes a lot of balls to get out there at that age. If you're older and you're out there, that's ballsy, man, because, you know, you ain't looking as good.
So you respect them for doing this?
I wish I had that kind of balls. Don't you?
I mean,
because you're putting yourself out there. People
no, look,
gonna be,
I'm not. Yes, yes.
And you're an older woman. You're not going to hold up.
Do guys, like, over a certain age not go play rec sports?
Okay.
This is different
because this is
more of a.
How is it different?
This is about looks.
It's about the activity that they did that they loved when they
guys
were young
went
adults.
To look at the young hot girl doing the cheerleading. Nope. The Jills were promoted
dancers,
as pretty girls.
They're dancers, they're cheerleaders. It was their thing.
But
like,
they're smoke shows.
Kimmy, I think that's a false equivalency because if they wanted to continue to dance, they could go take dance classes and do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but this is like. The big stage. This is what they did it on when they were younger people.
Look, I'm not saying don't do it.
Well, they tended to be on the attractive side. They had beautiful bodies.
Okay.
And they had sexy little outfits.
No.
Yes.
No, I know they did. I just feels weird when you say it like that.
Do not. Are they going to show up in their mouths?
Hey, remember, keep in mind, they're doing this for little girls.
I understand that.
Little girls, right. Little girls everywhere.
Little girls. All right, honey. This is how we used to do it back in the 70s. You know, I met Jerry Glanville. Not that impressive, to tell you the truth.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
You don't know who Jerry Glanville is?
No.
God, he was so funny. Always left a seat for Elvis at every game.
He was a head coach in the NFL.
Okay.
And he wore a cowboy hat and a giant belt buckle. Gotcha. And as Tommy said, would leave a pair of tickets for Elvis even after Elvis died every game.
And drove a big old Harley to the games.
252 WCMF. The Jills alumni are getting back together again for an event in Buffalo in August. They are doing a Junior Jills cheerleading program, ages 6 to 17. If your kid is a cheerleader, there are no tryouts. Everybody's accepted. They're going to put on a show at the Buffalo Bisons game on August 3rd. It looks like they're going to perform with these girls. By the way, there's a website for the Jills alumni, which I did not check out.
Yeah.
But if you will talk, I will check it out right now.
So you'll get the profiles of the women that are still doing it.
I don't know.
Sure. You would have to have ages.
Well, it's probably more information about the alumni program, I would guess, more so than about each individual.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because I will say this, like, these girls were so famous in town.
Yeah, that's.
But they would come to town here.
Yeah.
And give out and do autographs.
Right.
Yeah. No,
and
they,
like,
would sell
they had their own calendar. Yeah. I mean,
no,
they were a thing.
They had like the women that were on the team and were at the games, and then didn't they have like even more people that they would recruit to like they were like the Jills that would go off to events and stuff and weren't necessarily always at the games.
Yeah, there were Rochester girls that were they didn't necessarily
like,
see them.
Maybe
on the
they
field.
Didn't make the team or they were like
satellite ships, basically.
Okay, so I take it back. I was mistaken. It says here on their website they were established in 1968, but not
my God, Nixon wasn't even in office yet.
But not as part of the Bills. It was like an independent third-party thing.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of was, right? Like, technically, they weren't employed by the Bills.
Oh, well, I mean, they were at Bills games.
Let me tell you the time I had cocktails with Jack Kemp. Quite a man. I say, they don't make men like that anymore.
Okay, so
a guy could have five Rob Roys and still throw a missile down the field.
Ran the department of
He was ahead of HUD.
Okay, so I'm looking at pictures from their alumni events.
Yeah.
The ages look like they run the gamut from
way up.
It's probably people from every generation.
So there's a granny.
Oh, there's multiple. Yeah. I'm looking at multiple grannies.
They can't do the routines.
Bro, they got their little boots on.
Yeah, but they're orthopedic. One's diabetic.
Bro,
let's go, Buffalo.
Look at the shoes you are wearing right now.
Wait, what was that last part?
I'm missing a toe.
You have toddler socks on.
Bill's colored toddler socks. He killed himself. It's over. He's down for the count. Oh, no, look, I'll say this. The girl, I was really good friends with a girl who was a member of the Jills. And she took it very, very seriously.
They used to come on the show and they were like,
oh, wow, big guest. Like, I love how you're killing me. You're like, they wouldn't even come on the radio show.
No big deal.
So here's the thing that I can't figure out.
What's up?
Again, as we talk about this Buffalo Jills alumni thing, they're doing a camp, cheer camp for girls. Looks like they're going to perform as well.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of photos of them marching in parades, it looks like, in the greater Buffalo area.
The 1960s.
No, this is like last year.
Like Vietnam signs. LBJ, go away.
Listen, those women probably have some stories.
Yeah, that's my point.
Do you want to hear? Well, no, they have so many stories.
I would like to.
They
hear
have
them.
So many stories. They won $3.5 million in a lawsuit. That many stories, right? No, but like I remember, like when she was doing this.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, if I remember correctly, as a Buffalo Jill, she was entitled to one ticket per game.
Oh, okay.
But that wasn't for her. Whoever. She was allowed to invite. Yeah. One other person.
Oh.
So, like, if your girlfriend, I guess, was a Jill, you could go sit by yourself and
watch your girlfriend.
And, like, she was a cheerleader during the drought years.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you? Okay. Yeah,
that's rough.
That's pretty sad.
Can I share something with you, too?
Please share.
Like, as a kid, you would think, like, my dad's Bills season tickets that he's had since 1988, I think.
Yeah.
Are front row, end zone, Jumbotron side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the Jills would always stop right in front of us.
Okay.
Right? And you would think, as like a coming-of-age young man, this would be like the greatest thing ever.
Well, no kidding.
I hated them.
Why?
Because they would get in the way of the game. I couldn't see the game. Like, we were in the front row.
How old were you?
Anywhere between 4 and, you know, up to my high school years.
Yeah, but like, you're a teenager, you're looking at these pretty girls in front of you, and you're pissed?
No, I mean, look, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I'm trying to watch the damn game here.
Put your jiggling cans away. I'm trying to watch the goddamn game over here.
I know it sounds strange, but yes, it was very frustrating because like you'd be trying to, and then here's a pom-pom here, and then a head here, and then you got a bunch of like drunken dukes like, hey, honey, you like what I got? How about I take it? They're running down to like take pictures of them. Like porn
exists.
That's
a great impression of your dad.
Thank you. No, my old man hated him too. He bought my dad.
Were they really in your way, though? You sit up high.
Yeah, no, it's so low to the ground. Like the front row of the stadium is lower than you think.
All right.
You're almost right in field level.
You're a little bit higher. But yeah, like their heads would get in the way of the plays if they were inside the 10-yard line, right? So my dad, one of his brilliant million get-rich-quick schemes, he bought a really high-end camera in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was taking action photos of the Bills players when the Bills were coming towards us.
Okay.
So like he pretty much had field access. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like you're right there on the field. And he was so proud of these pictures. He would get them blown up. He would have the players autograph them. He'd hang them in his basement. But every once in a while, he would get this like brilliant shot, and there's like half a pom-pom in the bottom corner. And this is pre-Photoshop or like editing anything.
So they crop it out.
And you'd have to wait for him to get developed to see what. No! No! James Lofton! That's a touchdown pom-pom right there. He got a blonde head right here. Kenny Davis scored a beautiful touchdown.
Oh, God.
So are we going then?
Yeah. Pick me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.